In the presidential election, New Hampshire votes tomorrow with Bernie Sanders and Donald Trump leading their party's polls. While in the Seattle area, the question is, who will replace Democratic Congressman Jim McDermott? The latest candidate is former Burien Mayor Arun Jhaveri. He also worked with the federal government for more than 20 years, and Jhaveri is a physicist and a mechanical engineer who told David Hyde that Congress needs more scientists.
There are only a handful of congresspersons who have either degree in science, engineering, technology, or have experience in those fields.
Why is that level of specialization, do you think, so necessary and so missing? You mentioned very few people have science degrees, but why do you think it's such a problem?
Because we have, it should reflect the cross-section of our country. And there are scientists and engineers and people with innovations and high tech, which is booming these days. So we need to have that kind of representation in a Congress, because that we need a cross-section of people working on issues, working on legislations that benefit the country as a whole.
How would that work? I mean, of course, in terms of decision-making, scientific literacy could be hugely important, but do you also see yourself helping persuade your colleagues? Why would it be important?
Well, because we as legislators have to come up with legislation, either sponsor a new legislation, co-sponsor a new legislation, or review existing legislations in order to make it even more efficient and cost-effective. And there are, as I said, billions of dollars spent every year in the federal budget on technology-related activities, whether it's transportation, energy, environment, you name it. And so having that kind of expertise and background is important for the Congress to decide which is the best legislation. But rather than relying 100% on outside experts, it's nice to have in-house expertise so that we can work together and have some kind of conversation and come up with a legislation which is shared by all kinds of people, and we can be the initiator of the reasons why it's an important legislation.
What else would you want to get done in Congress?
I think that the climate change is an important issue for me. I have worked in that area for the last 15 years when I was the regional manager for the U.S. Department of Energy. And I think we have the tools and technologies now and financing. They call it climate finance, that are now available. And I think that problem is of urgent nature, that the Congress should be all together behind it and start to do something by funding clean energy programs.
I'd imagine that many, if not all, of the people who are running to replace Jim McDermott for this particular congressional seat are going to agree with you about the need for solutions to climate change, probably including clean energy. Why are you the right candidate to get that done?
Because of my many years of experience, I have hands-on experience working with agencies, working with people, identifying the champions in different areas. And, you know, I strongly believe practice before you preach. And I have solar collectors on my roof of the house in Burien for the last 3 years. And I can see my meter is turning backwards in summertime. And I think it's individual responsibilities. We cannot just point fingers at the legislators like congresspeople and senators, but what you as a person have done today, and collectively we can reduce the impact of climate change.
Arun Jhaveri, former mayor of Burien, running to represent Seattle area voters in the 7th Congressional District. He talked with David Hyde there. So far, Jhaveri is the fourth Democrat to declare he's running for Jim McDermott's congressional seat. We're tweeting out links to the interviews we've done with the other candidates now, so you can listen to all of it on KUOW 94.9 Seattle News and Information.